This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Francis on Sunday defended his decision to refuse to accept the resignation earlier this month of French Cardinal Philippe Barbarin, who was convicted of failing to report sexual abuse allegations to police. Francis, who spoke with reporters on his return from a two-day trip to Morocco, said a final decision would not be made until the appeal process was completed. He said that he can't accept it because, in judicial terms, in a classic world jurisprudence, there is the presumption of innocence as long as the case is open and he has appealed according to the Pope. Francis instead asked him, the most senior French cleric involved in the Catholic Church's worldwide pedophilia scandal, to do what he believes is best for the Lyon Archdiocese. The 68-year-old cardinal has decided to take a leave of absence and has asked his assistant to assume leadership of the archdiocese until the appeal process is over. Comedian and political novice Volodymyr Zelensky defeated incumbent president Petro Poroshenko in Ukraine's first round of presidential elections. That's according to exit polls on Sunday. It's leading the two candidates into a runoff election. Zelensky, a comedian who plays the role of the president in a television comedy series, was projected to win 30.4% of the vote. He easily beat Poroshenko in power since 2014, who earned 17.8%, according to the Central Election Commission's report, as of 6 p.m. local time. This is VOA News.